Transatlantic Youth Camp. You're going to listen to some people talking about an international project for young people. We want you to answer some questions about what you hear. You can answer by writing down a number, a word, or a short sentence, or sometimes by putting a cross in the correct box. But first, look at the example, please. Where are these people? In which country? Listen and find out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to Birmingham International Airport and the UK. And welcome to the Transatlantic Youth Project. Last year, the camp was held in the United States. But this year, we're very pleased to welcome you all to Great Britain.
In which country are these people? The answer is, yes, they are in Britain. So there should be a cross in the box marked A. Ready? Let's start. For the first question, question number one, we want you to find out where these people are. They are in Britain, but where exactly are they? Listen, please.
Well, it looks like everybody is on board now, so would you all like to take your seats, please? This is truly going to be an international get-together. Our driver, who's going to be with us for the first week, is Tony, and he comes from Italy. You may have already discovered that on this coach we have some delegates from Northern Europe and some from Canada. Now, to save time, I'm going to give you some information as we travel along the motorway. It would help if you could have a pencil and paper handy, so that you can note down the essential information. Okay? I'll get back to you all in a minute.
Question number one. Where are these people? Mark your answer with a cross. Now let's go on. What does the group leader say about the time? Listen.
As you can see, we're now leaving the airport. And in case you haven't done so already, I'd like to remind you to reset your watches. It's now British summer time, and we are 5 hours ahead of your time back home. So don't forget to put your watches forward. Oh, that is for those of you who belong to the group from Montreal, Canada. For our friends from Scandinavia, we are 1 hour behind you, so you should put your watches back 1 hour. But I suspect that most of you did that while you were waiting at the airport. However, I'll repeat that. Scandinavians should put their watches back 1 hour, and Canadians add 5 hours to their time, because it's now British summer time. It is now 27 minutes past five.
Number two. What does the group leader say about the time? For question number three, listen and find out how long the journey will take.
We're a bit late because of the delay at customs, but we're now on our way to Coventry.
How long will it take us to get to Coventry?
The journey from the airport in the middle of the day usually takes, 3/4 of an hour. It will definitely take a little longer today, as we'll find ourselves getting mixed up in the weekend traffic. People are on their way home now. Let's hope we don't get caught in a real jam. Oh, just a moment. Tony, our driver, has just heard from the driver of another coach that the roads are still relatively clear. So, as long as there are no pile-ups or things like that, we should manage to get there in an hour. Let's see, we left at, say, 5:30, so we'll be there about 6:30. Since we're rather late, I'll be giving you some information during the journey into town. I'll get back to you in a short while.
Question number 3. How long will it take them to get to Coventry today? You're now going to hear about a young man called Nicholas. What had happened to him? Listen and find out.
Just one more thing before we start. A plastic carrier bag has been found in an overhead locker on board the plane from Heathrow and handed over to us. It must belong to someone in the Scandinavian group. It contains a tracksuit and some fairly serious-looking jogging shoes and is marked S-M-A-B. Does anyone recognise that description? No? Well, if you remember whose it is, come and tell me afterwards. Oh, wait a minute. We've got a response at the back there.
It's mine.
Hello? What's your name?
Niklas Jansson.
OK, Niklas. Here you are. Good job somebody spotted it, wasn't it?
Yes, thank you very much. I hadn't realised.
You know, you're lucky it wasn't confiscated by the police. Well, never mind. There's a happy ending anyway.
Now answer question number 4. What had happened to Nicholas? Now, look at questions 5, 6 and 7. We want you to write down the leader's name and phone number. Listen to what she says.
Could I have your attention again, please? I'm going to tell you a little about the programme for the first 6 days. And I can also answer some of the questions which are probably already popping up in your minds. Be ready to write things down. First of all, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't introduce myself properly at the beginning of this journey. I'm one of the project leaders. My name's Sheila Winford. I'm responsible for the programme and I'll be with you during the first week. So you'd better make a note of my name. My first name's Sheila. S-H-E-I-L-A. And I spell my second name with a Y. That's W-Y-N-F-O-R-D.
Can you spell it again, please?
Yes, Sheila. S-H-E-I-L-A. And Winford. W-Y... N-F-O-R-D. All right? As I said, I'll be with you for the first week only. But I won't be staying at your hotel in Coventry, so I'd better give you my phone number, so you can get in touch with me if anything goes wrong. Oh, you'd better write this down too. Ready? It's 388-600... extension 45. I'll repeat that. 388-600, extension 45. Did you all get that?
Ready? Listen, please. For question number 8, listen and find out when the group can phone Sheila on that number.
When can we call you?
Oh, I was just going to mention that. But please, only use that number if it's a real emergency. If something really vital crops up, ordinary problems and questions can be dealt with when we meet in the mornings, or during the day as they occur. And you're welcome to come and talk to me if you have any problems, any time I'm here.
Now answer question number 8, please. When can they phone her number? Now let's go on. Look at question number 9. What sort of places are they going to stay in?
What sort of place are we going to stay in?
You'll be staying for the first 3 nights at a place called the Bedford. It's new, and we've chosen it because it's got a large number of big rooms. It's very central, quite near the railway station. We're on our way there now.
I thought we were going to stay at Warwick University.
The university? Well, they don't start their summer vacation until Friday. So we'll move in there when we get back on Saturday. That's why you have the first 3 nights at the Bedford. The accommodation is 3 or 4 to a room. Family rooms, they call them. Each room has a private bathroom, but there's no room service. If I remember correctly, there's a TV and a telephone in every room.
Question number 9. What sort of places are they going to stay in? Some of the participants want to phone home. Let's find out what Sheila says about that. But first, look at question number 10. Now let's listen.
Will we have time to phone home?
When we get to the Bedford, you'll just have time to check in and get changed before we leave for the Lord Mayor's reception. But I expect many of you want to phone home to say you've arrived safely. Make it a quick one, though. By the way, international calls are expensive. I don't know what it's like in your countries, but in Britain it costs a lot to make long-distance calls, especially if you go through a hotel switchboard. And I'd better warn you that you have to pay your own phone bills. So I'd advise you to use payphones. Much less expensive than the phones in your rooms. But remember, you must have lots of coins ready for the payphones. Unless you have a phone card, that is. You'll find 3 payphones in the Bedford. They're on the left in the lobby, as you come in, by the lifts. Oh, that's near the elevators for our transatlantic visitors.
Question number 10. What does Sheila say about phoning home? Have a quick look at question number 11 before we go on. Now listen to what Sheila says next. Write your answer while you're listening.
And what time was the reception this evening, please?
Ah, the reception. That reminds me. It's a fairly formal gathering. With the Lord Mayor and things, you know. So rather more formal clothes would be appreciated. We mustn't be late either. So we want to leave here at 7:30 without fail. Got that? 7:30, and woe betide those who are late. Now, where was I? Ah, yes, the programme. We're going to spend the first day in Coventry. We start after breakfast with a look around the town.
Before you find out about breakfast, read question number 12. Listen.
A
About breakfast, do we pay for breakfast ourselves?
Continental breakfast is included. That is, coffee or tea, and rolls, butter and marmalade. That's included. If anyone should want full breakfast with cornflakes, bacon and eggs, and so on, you'll have to pay for it yourself. Please remember that even if you only order a boiled egg or cornflakes, you may have to pay for a full breakfast. That's £6 extra.
Question number 12. What does Sheila say about breakfast? Let's find out what they're going to do on Wednesday. Look at number 13. Ready? Listen, please.
Aren't we supposed to be going on a longer trip sometime?
I'm just coming to that. On Wednesday, we leave by coach on our way north to the Lake District. Covering northwestern England, really. We'll stop at Dudley and visit the Black Country Museum. And then go on to Chester and Liverpool, where we'll spend the night.
What's that, the Black Country place?
Oh, well, it's a living museum. It's not just a display of things. There are old houses, streets, factories and workshops. And you'll meet people who live and work there. They show you how things were done in the old days and what it was like to live there then.
Question number 13. What is going to happen on Wednesday?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think this is enough for now. I'll be giving you more information this evening.
That's the end of this part of the listening test.